This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Walmart has the trusted brands and products your kids need for school.
Like HP Chromebooks?
Yep.
Reebok hoodies?
Yep.
Pokemon pencil cases?
I think you know the answer, but just in case, yes. Go back in style with Walmart.
YouTube is testing an AI-generated radio feature. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because it's your Daily Crunch for Tuesday, starting with three big headlines. Apple released the public betas for its next generation of software on the iPhone, Mac, iPad, and Apple Watch on Monday. You can now test out iOS 18 and many of its new features, except for Apple Intelligence, which is coming to beta this fall, and provide feedback to Apple. Anyone interested in trying out Apple's upcoming software upgrades can sign up for the Apple Beta Software Program on its website. There, you can enroll your device to access early versions of these features. iOS 18 includes several new customization options for your home screen. For instance, you can now place app icons and widgets wherever you'd like on your iOS home screen and give all of them a colored tint. Other features you can check out in the iOS 18 beta is the iPhone's completely new layout for the Photos app. The Messages app is also getting new features, including the ability to use tapbacks with any emoji or sticker you'd like. In Wallet, the iOS 18 beta will allow early access to Tap to Cash, where Apple users can touch devices together to make in-person payments. Another feature that caught everyone's attention during WWDC was Apple Intelligence, the iPhone maker's answer to our current AI craze. It'll not be available in today's public beta release. When it does come out, it will be limited to the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max. Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirmed Monday earlier reports the company was delaying its robotaxi reveal, explaining it's because he requested an important design change to the front. Bloomberg News reported last week Tesla was pushing the event to October. It had been aiming for an August 8th event. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Tesla shares fell more than 6% immediately following the report, but have since recovered. Musk responded to a question posed in a post on X, the social media network he owns, explaining the reason for the delay. Musk first teased the robotaxi event in April, on the same day that Reuters reported the company was shelving plans for a new vehicle built on a next-generation platform that would cost around $25,000. Musk denied that report on his social media platform X. Tesla had internally planned to build the dedicated robotaxi and the $25,000 car, often referred to as the Model 2 by fans and watchers of the company, on the same platform. But Musk has waffled on the idea of building a new vehicle with a steering wheel and pedals, and instead has favored going all in on the robotaxi. Just a few weeks after Musk announced the robotaxi event, he slashed more than 10% of Tesla's global workforce and said the company was going balls to the wall for autonomy.
Walmart has the trusted brands and products your kids need for school.
Like HP Chromebooks?
Yep.
Reebok hoodies?
Yep.
Pokemon pencil cases?
I think you know the answer, but just in case, yes. Go back in style with Walmart.
YouTube Music's introducing two new ways to boost song discovery on its platform. YouTube announced on Monday that it's experimenting with an AI-generated conversational radio feature and rolling out a new Shazam-like tool to help users discover the name of a song by singing, humming, or playing parts of it. The new AI-generated conversational radio feature in YouTube Music is rolling out to select premium users in the United States. Users who have access to the feature can create a custom radio station by describing what they want to hear. For instance, you could ask for catchy pop choruses or upbeat pop anthems. The launch of the experimental feature doesn't come as a surprise, as 9to5 Google reported last week that YouTube Music was beginning to test it. YouTube Music's new feature is somewhat similar to AI playlist generation tools currently being tested by Spotify, Amazon Music, and now, as of Monday, Deezer. Users who have access to the new feature will start to see a new Ask for Music Any Way You Like card in the app's home feed. Once you click on the card, the app will open a conversational UI where you can enter a custom prompt or select a suggested one. While the feature is currently only available for select users, YouTube says it'll bring it to more users in the future. Now let's kick it over to producer Dennis with today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Imran, thank you. Alphabet, Google's parent company, is in advanced talks to acquire Wiz for $23 billion. The offered price would more than double Wiz's last private valuation of $12 billion, which the company achieved in May when it raised a $1 billion Series E. Up next, when VanMoof declared bankruptcy last year, it left around 5,000 customers who had pre-ordered e-bikes in the lurch. Now VanMoof is up and running under new management, and the company's current owners are courting the same customers by offering them a 1,000 euro discount off a new bike. It's an audacious strategy, one that bets on jilted customers loving VanMoof's bikes so much they'll shell out several thousand more euros for them. And the construction industry has a slow payments problem. Studies have found that it takes anywhere from 2 to 3 months on average for construction companies to get paid due to factors such as delays, multiple payment layers, and cost overruns. Enter Adaptive, a platform that provides tools designed to simplify payments and accounting for general construction contractors. Adaptive, which this week closed a $19 million Series A round led by Emergence Capital, delivers an array of workflow automations for financial management, including budgeting, expense tracking, accounts payable, and electronic payments. That'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Sean O'Kane, Maxwell Zeff, Aisha Malik, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.